Sea Alaska Shareholders Underground is a Facebook page with about 1,600 followers, and it's the mouthpiece of Dominique Salvato. For years, the Anchorage-based Sea Alaska shareholder has railed against the regional native corporation.
Every year, we see the same millions of dollars go to the same people, and we just get separated further and further from the ownership of our stock.
But Salvato's comments were more than simple criticism. State regulators accuse him of misrepresenting how Sea Alaska pays out incentives to shareholders to vote in board elections. He faces a $1,500 fine. In Sitka, Clarice Johnson moderates a Facebook forum for Sea Alaska shareholders. It has more than 4,000 members. She says it connects shareholders across the country.
A lot of people are in the Northwest, and so Facebook was the most efficient way to reach the most shareholders.
Her critical comments about Sciatica, Sitka's native urban corporation, electoral process brought a state enforcement action against her. She's on a 3-year probation and has a suspended $1,500 fine hanging over her head.
I think that shareholders don't really understand their potential liabilities. We think we have free speech, and we don't. I don't know how we came to this situation, but it's really disturbing.
Johnson and Salvato were fined because they violated the state's banking and securities regulations. The division regulates Alaska's financial industry, including Alaska Native corporations. Division officials declined an interview request earlier this month. By Monday, they had not yet answered written questions sent last week. In 2019, the state sent cease and desist letters and levied civil penalties against 4 shareholders for online posts about board elections. That's because in the corporate universe, any statement that could influence voting has to be preceded by formal disclosures. Yes, that includes Facebook comments.
So although the term elections is used and it suggests in people's minds the First Amendment, when it comes to corporate elections, the First Amendment is not a relevant concept.
Lloyd Miller is an Anchorage attorney specializing in Alaska Native issues. The regulations are designed to punish false or misleading statements that could hurt a company.
So these rules that are intended to apply for the Exxon corporations of the world or General Motors or Boeing are also being applied in a very different context with very peculiar results.
Enforcement actions begin as confidential complaints that are investigated by the state. But Miller says they're apparently weighted in favor of the powerful. That's because corporate managers have a legal team and know the rules. Shareholders often don't.
Certainly the current regime works to the benefit of management. There's no question about it.
But that complaint-driven system can work in the other direction. After Clarice Johnson was sanctioned for her posts about Sciatica's election process, the corporation's then CEO responded on Facebook.
He had the resources to know what he could and couldn't say, and he chose to violate it.
So Johnson filed her own complaint. The division placed the Sciatica CEO on a 5-year probation with a suspended $1,000 fine. To be clear, he wasn't accused of making false statements. He just hadn't filed the required disclosures in advance of his Facebooking. And filing a proxy disclosure isn't simple. It's a multi-step process. The disclosures ask a lot of information, and it's the same whether a shareholder wants to send a mass mailer or post on social media.
It's very rare that we go to banking and securities and file an actual complaint.
Sea Alaska's Jaylene Kukesh says the corporation tries to caution shareholders who break the rules. She's the Regional Native Corporation's Vice President for Legal Affairs.
We generally try to communicate with the shareholder directly and just tell them that they're violating the proxy rules or violating the proxy bylaws for our election and please stop. And usually that's all that it takes.
In Sitka, Clarice Johnson also says even though she was sanctioned, she won't be silenced.
I think that the increase in complaints to banking and securities against shareholders is a direct result of the increasing power of shareholders as they gather in Facebook groups.
Lloyd Miller, the attorney, says it's unfair for the state to regulate Native Corporation board elections like that of just another investor-owned company.
There really is a bit of a mismatch between the corporate world and the Alaska Native corporations. The Alaska Native corporations were forced upon people. People don't buy in based upon investor interest.
He says the state's regulations could and should be updated. They were designed in the 1970s to prevent misleading mailings that could dupe shareholders.
Now it's very quick back and forth among hundreds, potentially thousands of people on Facebook and Instagram and other platforms. And the regulatory regime just hasn't kept up with that world at all. It really needs to change.
Dissident shareholders like Dominique Salvato says the rise of social media has been a game changer.
But I warned Sea Alaska about that. Then I said, when you bring the young kids aboard with the new shareholders, they're not as dumb as the old ones. They're going to be a lot smarter, and not going to be able to pull this stuff for as long.
His hearing to contest the civil action brought by the state's Banking and Securities Division is pending. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.